latest in Christian music news, it's time for the TCM update with Cam Want.
Some artists have a few great singles and then a disappointing album. Others drop records with a handful of bops and then a bunch of filler songs that everyone skips apart from devoted fans. Aaron Gilmet, our insider at Koorong, says that this year there's been 9 artists or Christian pop and rock projects that were not just gold but exceptional releases from start to finish. Aaron, welcome. What are your faves?
First up, there's Mercy Me with Inhale Exhale. The album has already yielded 3 radio singles, and I get the feeling that there's plenty more to come from the group in the year ahead. Another 2021 pop highlight was Newsboys, who returned with a fresh sound on the Stand record. Few bands have had as much history and passion for the world through music as Newsboys. Lead single, Magnetic, has been in the Christian music charts for well over 20 weeks now, and I love the energy Michael Tate and the band bring to this album. Third Day frontman Matt Powell returned to the Christian music scene this year with a new record label and a couple of great radio singles on the New Creation record, an album that is jam-packed with rock and roll riffs, southern-drenched vocals, and praise anthems.
Okay. Mac Powell, Newsboys, and Mercy Me. Let's continue.
And there were plenty of other highlights this year, including We Are Messengers with their brilliant new release, Wholehearted, Jeremy Camp's Return to Form and When You Speak, Switchfoot with Interabang, and Danny Gokey with Jesus People, which featured plenty of great beats, memorable lyrics, and infectious hooks.
And if I've counted correctly, there's 2 more, huh?
Grammy-nominated rockers Need to Breathe gave us great new tunes on Into the Mystery, and Riley Clemens returned with her sophomore record Godsend, which has yielded an incredible 5 radio singles already. So as you can see, it's been a massive year.
The top contemporary artist projects of the past year that Koorong music specialist Aaron Gilmet says he'll be listening to on repeat throughout the holidays and well into 2022. Aaron, you've got to come back next week with your thoughts on the best praise and worship albums of the past year. And perhaps the following week, you could give us your perspective on this year's best holiday projects.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron. I'm Cam with the TCM Update.